Now, previously on Reba.
What did you call me?
Reba. See, now that we're renters, I don't think it's right for me to be calling you Mrs. H. Oh, and I'm cutting down on my carbs, so keep that in mind, okay, Reba?
Barbara Jean said she saw you in bed with Dad.
What?
Hey, Barbara Jean. I think we should talk.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But could you give me a minute with Reba first?
You want me to leave? Okay, I'll leave. But make it a good minute, Brock. Make sure that at the end of that minute, you figured out whatever it is you need to figure out, because I can't keep living like this.
Brock, go after her. She thinks that you think you made a mistake by leaving me and marrying her and everything. Go tell her she was wrong.
I don't think I can do that.
And why the heck not?
Because I do think I made a mistake.
What?
I said I do think I made a mistake.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
How long have you felt this way?
I don't know. I'm not sure what I feel.
You're not sure? Well, do you feel this? Ow!
What'd you hit me for?
You say marrying Barbara Jean was a mistake and you're not sure?
How can I figure out how I feel if I can't talk about it?
Well, I don't know. But you can't go around blurting stuff out and then decide whether or not you believe it. That's how you got in trouble with our wedding vows.
Don't you want to know why I think I might have made a mistake?
No.
What if I told you you're one of the reasons?
You know what? I couldn't care less what your reasons are, because whatever your reasons are, they come from you. You know what? I do care, and you knew I would. You're despicable, Brock. You go around talking about how much more sensitive you've become, and everything you do causes chaos. This is just another example how your selfishness is tearing everybody else's lives apart.
So you want to hear?
Are you listening to me? I do, and I don't want to hear. How much more clear can I be?
Okay, I've changed my mind. I'm not going to let you two decide my life while I'm sitting in the living room draining the hard candy bowl.
It's okay, Barbara Jean. We're done.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
Oh, no. You guys don't get to make the choice. I do. And I've decided I'm leaving.
No. I'm leaving.
I am. Rock, paper, scissors.
Barbara Jean, I'm
one,
not gonna...
2, 3, shoot. Yeah.
Rock beats air. I win.
You didn't win. I wasn't playing.
Well, let's play now.
Okay. Paper covers rock. Bye.
Reba, you get back here. You cheated. What are you looking at, old lady? Just walk your dog. Reba!
I'm not sure why I married either one of them.
Changing fast, who I am is who I want to be. A single mom who works too hard, who loves her kids and never stops, with gentle hands and the heart of a fighter. I'm a survivor.
I don't get it. So I called your mom Reba. What is the big deal? Why did you have to get so mad? I mean, sure, it's not the greatest name in the world, but... I mean, it's better than, say, Mabel or Floyd.
Floyd? Floyd's a man's name, honey.
Oh, yeah? Tell that to my Aunt Floyd. Hey, maybe I could use her middle name.
It's Nell.
Nell? Uh-huh. Nell.
Yeah.
Nelly. Old Neller.
What?
We were trying to have a private conversation.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out something important here, Kira, if you don't mind.
Thanks.
The answer's once. You only have to lather, rinse, and repeat once.
Why do you always have to cause trouble?
I know, I'm sorry. It's a real character flaw.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And I wish you told me that 3 bottles of shampoo ago.
I guess I'm just a little upset about, you know, Barbara Jean finding Mom and Dad in bed together. What?
No way.
That's what Barbara Jean says.
Kira, do not kid about this, okay? Don't try and get us to overreact so you make us look stupid.
Honey, Kira does not have that power over us. Only we can make ourselves look stupid.
Mom, hey, you're back.
Yeah, how's Mr. H? H as in Mr. Hot.
So, what happened?
I don't want to talk about it.
Come on. Hey, Ma. So, you were over talking to Barbara Gina. How is she?
How is she?
Mm-hmm.
How is she? She's married to Brock. Figure it out.
You know, we were just wondering, Nell.
What did you call me?
I know, it's not working for me either.
Did you need something?
Mom, Kira told us about you and Dad.
All right. Stop it, both of you. That did not happen. I can't believe you would think anything could happen.
Why not? It's Dad going through his whole midlife crisis part two. Between him wanting to be a pro golfer and going to therapy and hanging around you all the time, Mom, things have gotten a little weird around here lately.
Well, that doesn't mean anything's going on between us.
Good.
Right. What?
Yeah. You and Dad getting back together will be horrible. In fact, I think it's the worst thing that could possibly happen.
I'm neutral.
Mom, I did want you guys to get back together originally, but once you got over it, you were so much happier. And now there's Barbara Jean, who I've actually grown to like.
Again, I'm neutral.
Mom, you may think this is just about you and Dad, but it's not, okay? It would change things for all of us. I don't want everything to fall apart again. We may be from a broken home, but at least it is still intact. Where are you going?
To clear things up with your father.
Man, she cannot stay away from Mr. Hot.
Hey, Brock, we need to talk.
Actually, I'm a little busy being selfish and causing chaos.
Okay, fine. I deserve that.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, I was trying to tell you something important today.
Well, maybe I'm not ready to hear something important. Maybe I'm not ready to hear you say that your marriage was a mistake or that you still have feelings for me.
I didn't say that.
Ah! I said I don't want to hear it. Look, I've got a nice life going, Brock. Everything used to be crazy, one fiasco after the other, and I don't want to go back to that. You're going through a lot right now. You're what my grandma used to call little taste in the head.
Ha, ha. I've been diagnosed as depressed, you know.
Oh, well, just because you're depressed don't mean you can't have a sense of humor.
Are you done?
All right. All I'm saying is, before you go blurting out anything else, just remember that Barbara Jean loves you with all her heart. There's no accounting for taste, but she does.
Yeah, well, I love her too, Reba. I'm going through something. But don't worry, when Barbara Jean gets back, we'll sit down, we'll have a nice long talk.
Good. Now, I'm sure in a day or two, everything will be the same between you and her. Lucky for you, the simple are forgiving. Hey, Jake, what you doing?
Playing a video game. And watching TV. I'm multitasking.
Well, look, since you're here, let me ask you something. Do you think things have been a little messed up around here lately?
It's not my fault. Van did it.
Did what?
Made a big mess in my room and didn't clean it up. Stupid Van.
But that's it? Nothing with Barbara Jean and your dad?
You mean Mr. Hot?
Go clean your room.
Hey, Reba.
Hey.
I just came over to let you know I'm at peace.
Good. What's that like?
I feel like I just walked through a portal and left all my cares and concerns on the other side.
We'll be sure and pick them up on your way out. I don't want a lot of cares and concerns in my front yard. Yeah. Well, you're really in a good mood. I guess you talked to Brock.
Oh, not yet.
I think you should.
Oh, I don't need to.
I think you might.
I'm kicking him out.
Oh, you.
I'm serious.
I know, I'm just laughing at my life. So you're really going to kick Brock out?
Oh, yeah. Bye-bye, Blondie.
I hate to sound judgmental, but you know that's crazy.
No, Reba. Spending last summer learning Portuguese because it was going to be the universal language of the future was crazy. Trying to train bees to eat hamburger out of my hand was crazy. Kicking Brock out is a smart move.
Un movimiento esperto. Barbara Jean, I don't get it. This doesn't sound like something you'd do.
I know. Reba, I had a revelation. I was driving around, lonely and feeling sorry for myself, when I went by this church, and it hit me. I wasn't alone in this world.
I know, you're not.
So I asked myself, WWRD, what would Reba do?
No, Barbara Jean. No, 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 no. That's a bad question.
Reba, no, it's not. You're the woman Brock respects most in this world, next to Jennifer Garner of Alias.
No, but Barbara Jean, I would not kick Brock out. And if I were in your position, I would march right over there, apologize, and make up to my husband.
Oh, no, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Maybe.
Reba, you would kick Brock out until he gets his head on straight, and then maybe, just maybe, you take him back.
Yeah, but I've got anger issues.
Look, Reba, I love my husband, and I don't want to lose him. But I'm not going to settle for he might want me. I'm not going to take whatever he decides to give me. I deserve better than that.
Yeah, you do, Barbara Jean.
Thank you. See? I do know you. I'm in your head. You know what you're gonna do next, don't you?
Ask you to leave so I can go lie down?
Nope. You're gonna give me a hug.
No.
Yeah, come on.
Come on. Come on.
It was then they realized that neither one of them needed a man.
Oh. You guys, guess what? I'm kicking Brock out.
Barbara Jean?
Well, they're gonna find out eventually.
Yeah, but they should know before Brock does.
See? I knew you'd say that.
She's not really kicking him out, is she?
I don't know.
She could. I mean, you know how the old saying goes. If you love something, set it free. Or cripple it so it can't get away. Knock, knock. Hey, Kira, you're doing the dishes.
Hey, Van, you're bothering me.
No, it's just you're doing a chore. Never thought of you as the type that helps.
So, you're doing this whole cleaning up-y thingy because all the tension around here?
Nah, I just want to soak in this detergent so my hands will be youthful again.
Oh, Kira. Sweet, sweet, vulnerable Kira. Clean dishes won't keep Daddy at home.
What is wrong with you, specific to this moment?
Are you saying there's no tension around here? Barbara Jean didn't just come back here and kick Dad out?
What?
Yeah, she was just over at Reba Nell's. She was screaming and throwing stuff, swearing she was gonna set him free or cripple him.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was pretty dramatic.
Well, I haven't seen Barbara Jean in a couple hours. Do you think that's a good sign?
I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe she just needed some time to think about it. She'll come back here when she feels better, and Dad will never have to find out.
Find out what?
Dad! Well.
Van, Cheyenne, so what happened? Did she do it?
Did she do what? Something is obviously going on, but they won't tell me what it is.
Brock, I don't think I should be the one to tell you.
Because it's big, man. It is big. Reba, if it's big and it involves who I think it might, you know, a little advance warning might help me to prepare.
Oh, boy.
Reba, please.
Okay, fine, I'll tell you. But one of these days, I'm gonna get remarried. I'm gonna stick you in these situations.
Okay. Reba?
Barbara Jean came over earlier and she said... she's gonna ask you to leave.
What?
Yeah.
Why would she say that? That doesn't sound like her. That sounds like you.
I know it! I can't help it! She's in my head!
Let's just hold on a second here. I mean, did you ever stop and think that maybe she was just trying to impress you? Maybe this is just the kick in the pants that we need to start addressing our issues.
There you go.
Yeah, Barbara Jean just needs to know that I still want to work on our marriage. Everything else will take care of itself from there.
Dad, Barbara Jean's at home. She says she wants to see you.
She does? Oh. Well, that's great. You know what? This silliness has gone on long enough.
Did y'all get all that?
Yep. And you know what? I think Dad's right. He's gonna go over there and talk to her and everything's gonna be okay.
Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't want to be married to Mr. H? Oh, yeah. My bad.
Well?
It was great. Yeah. Yeah, we sat down, had a long heart-to-heart, and then she kicked me out.
Well, you're a strong man. You'll get through this. You did with me. I'm sorry. You okay?
Well, I will be.
Come on in. I'll get a couple of beers.
Thanks, Reba.
They're for me. You can't drink. You're gonna have to drive to a cheap motel.
I still don't know why I married either one of them.
Hi, this is Tom Welling. Catch the season premiere of Smallville Wednesday on the WB.